And my T-Bell was disappointing last night. It was like kind of stale. You were getting a stale taco shell.
I feel like that Chipotle we just had was disgusting.
It was. It was really gross. We rolling?
Yep.
Sorry, were you already rolling hearing our complaints? Not sitting well. It's, we got this baby out of you. We're on our way to, we went to World Cup game, so fun, and you just, the whole time, I look like I'm 45. You're just saying this, like, I'm just driving, I'm kind of like, okay, and you go, my gosh, I mean, huge. Another 30 seconds go by. What am I wearing? I look ridiculous. Another 45 seconds, probably. My hair is trash. Like, okay. The amount of times I was like, do you want to do this? Like, yes, yes. And you were fun.
Thank you.
And then today, it's like when you have a really, really fun day with your toddler and the next day they're horrible.
Yeah, it's just like that. Yeah.
I walked up like, Katie, about ready for the podcast? And you were in the fetal position on the bed crying.
Yeah.
I go, gonna be a good pod.
Yep. I got.
But I told you, you're like my toddler. I go, I told you. We agreed you'd take a nap. You didn't take a nap. Young lady, you're going down for a nap. Mm-hmm. How was your power nap? Did you sleep?
I don't think I fully slept.
Just tell me you slept.
But I like
just
rested,
tell me you slept.
But which it was
good. Okay.
I mean, I was having like I was full body sweats. I was having a weird and was not well.
It was a long day. We did the whole, with this big day of the World Cup. It was so fun, but I was so nervous the whole time. Like,
I mean,
we were pretty comfortable. We had a long walk. We were up late, though.
I think it. Yeah, I was fine yesterday. We did have that moment, and I do believe I was actually, as we were walking onto the shuttle to like go to the stadium, I started having some like back pain, which in my experience for labor was like, kind of like starting of contractions, and I was like, no, that's not what's happening, and I just kind of like.
Let's go. Just shut up.
Yeah,
don't bring that up again.
That's not happening. And they stopped.
Pregnancy privilege, though. You know, it was a zoo. We were they already had us walking a long way. They turned us away from like three different doors.
They did not know what was going on yesterday. Honestly,
it was their first game over at Kansas City Stadium. They got to call it for whatever reason, Arrowhead. And then a nice woman was like, "Noticed you, noticed me too." It was very lucky for us. I mean, you're hard to miss. Mm-hmm. And so they offered you a wheelchair. And you're like,
and
please.
Like, okay, I don't need a wheelchair.
I was like,
well,
that's nice. Like, wheel her around. Why is that pregnant woman hammered?
Or people probably would think I was like going into labor or something. Like,
but then they just kind of escorted us in the technically wrong door.
Yeah.
It's like, thank you. Because it's one of those, like, just let us in the building. We can walk versus all the way. So shout out Ashley. Mm-hmm. Nice gal.
Yep.
And we had a very fun time, and we got to talk about that and more. We got the fourth. She drove me through Taco Bell. You think you ever think you'd ever do that again?
I won't go
at midnight.
Again, no.
We got to talk about that. We had some great submissions from the recties. What's been going on in our house? We got a I'm the Worst segment, some fun clips. So give us 5 stars, share it with your friends, family. Help us grow the show, and shout out to our loyal listeners. Let's have a good one. Oh, yawn.
Oh. I'm ready.
Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Ooh, I just booked another show for later this year. Are you excited for me to get back out of the house, get on the road?
No, I love when you're home.
I'm doing very few. I'm excited to get back out there.
Yes.
And when I do eventually, I mean, the Rexies will be the first to know about it, obviously, but we are powered by many things. One of them, a proud sponsor of the pod, Square. Go to square.com, check it out, support the show, and support Square. Today's episode, the support comes from Square. See how I did that? The system that fixes one of the biggest headaches in running a business. Starting a business is exciting. Running it is where things get complicated. You're juggling payments, inventory, staff, scheduling, online orders, reports, and somehow you're still supposed to serve customers. Square brings that all into one place. So whether you are selling lattes, cutting hair, or like me, maybe selling some fun merch at shows, we use Square. It helps you do it all. And right now, listeners can get up to $200 off Square hardware when you sign up at square.com/go/Trey. That's square.com/go/Trey. Visit Square to get started, because the right tools make all the difference. Okay, think about the local business you go to, cafe, boutique, restaurant. They use Square. How does Square enhance your experience there? Maybe it's the quick and seamless payments or processes. Hello, we've all touched the Square thing.
Mm-hmm.
It works like a charm. So go now. If you're starting up a small business, whatever you got, square.com/go/Trey. Happy July, everyone. Listeners, we're in July. Man, what makes you wonder, this is past train Katie, makes you wonder if present Katie's pushing right now.
If I have not had the baby naturally, then I will be. If I have not had the
baby. We're inducing today, huh?
We are inducing today.
Whoa, oh, this is fun.
If I have not had the baby yet.
People are dying laughing. The baby's 6 days old.
Yeah, that could be.
Not that early.
It really could be.
They've been talking this up a lot. So there's, clearly this was done on purpose, but there's a not too impossible chance that the U.S. plays England on July 4th in the World Cup.
Oh, wow.
People have been fired up about this. I mean, what a perfect day. And that's been my ongoing fear is, the only way I miss that game is if you're an active pushing baby being delivered stuff.
We're not waiting till the 4th. So.
Well, it could be a 96-hour delivery.
No, it couldn't.
Okay, it can't?
No.
What's like the record?
I don't know, but that's not going to be my record.
What is the record?
I mean, at some point it becomes like dangerous and they have to do a C-section.
Oh. Oh, okay. So if they're like about to miss kickoff, they could do a C-section?
No.
Hmm. But hope the U.S. is doing good. This is past trade, just checking in. Hope they're doing good.
I didn't realize how patriotic I was going to be for my July 4th.
Yes. Yeah. Wow. Red, white, and blue over here. Wow. I love it.
I feel like this hat really just represented me today. Just being
relatable
to all the people.
You really are. Mm-hmm. You're a woman of the people. We get that a lot.
Yeah.
Comments and stuff.
Yeah. Woman of the people.
Man, are you gonna miss? It's fun lugging you around in public because people. is that the proper term? Because everyone, you get a lot of privilege. You get a lot of compliments. You look beautiful. You're glowing. You get a lot of, please sit here.
Yeah, I don't. You know, someone wrote in and asked us, like, is the pregnancy privilege worth it? It's like, I don't think it is at this point in pregnancy. I'm pretty done.
I mean, you're kind of done doing stuff, right? That was the last big thing.
That was
Father's Day. You got to do a lot. I'm not lifting a finger. So
we're hosting.
I feel like my Father's Day, it's not going to be the best one. You know what I mean? Like it's going to be, they're all the best. Cause I'm with you, my family. And I love you guys. But other Father's Days, you're like, you're way too nice. I wake up to breakfast. I feel like that might not happen.
It's probably not since I'm,
do you still open your mouth
a little bit. I'm not going to lie. It's not going good.
Oh no.
It's not going to happen because I'm also hosting a dinner party for you the night before. So,
well, you are. Dude, do you need a...
I'm not good.
Do not throw up on my mic. Okay. I'm joking. You're allowed to. It's your mic, actually. Yeah. We signed a deal. We co-own this pod now.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You informed me the other day. You're like, the car... Thank you. You're on this. You're like, our tags are expired. And you're like, unfortunately, you have to do that car... I can't do it. I don't own it. I go, oh no. You don't own one of the cars?
You never put me on the title.
Dude, I don't know how to do anything. It might have, I just went and bought the car.
Yeah, you should have put me on the title.
Sorry. I can still do that, right?
We can still do it, but it's honestly better for me right now because now I don't have to go to the problem. Tags.
Yep. You're on everything. I know you own the houses, okay?
Yes, I know.
You own the... Yeah, you do. And the children. I own the children? Did you write me in on that? I'm not too sure about that one.
I'm not sure about that. We're going to need a paternity test.
I mean, genuinely, you like when you're going through the stuff, they're like, who's the dad?
Yes, you're on the birth certificate. And I mean, your son is named, he's the fourth. That'd be hard to deny.
Mm-hmm. The pregnancy privilege. Coming to an end, Father's Day. Well, you're hosting a dinner party. You are. It's very nice of you. But I mean, I'm cooking.
Yeah, but you
it's
like
a team
that,
effort, right?
Right? Yeah.
Okay, not Father's Day. That happened weeks ago. Thanks for bearing with us. I'm sure I had a wonderful one.
I'm sure
we're
it was
making
great.
These way in advance. Mm-hmm. Speaking of big stuff that got on, we had our new a new experience as parents, inhaler for the boy. And so they give you the cool tube thing. Parents know to make it easier.
Which that's new. When I was a kid and had an inhaler, I didn't have that.
Really?
It was just straight to the mouth, which meant I like tasted it. It was gross.
Well, I mean that, but that's what you do when you're a kid, right? But like a toddler. Did you have one as a toddler?
I don't know how old I was when I got it.
So you get this tube thing that just makes it easier for him to get the medicine because of, you know, he's three. And I don't know, he had something, we don't know what, but it was helping him. And he did pretty good during the day, but there was the middle of the night he woke up. And so if he was in the middle of the night, he's ticked. I went in there, man, it's going to help you if you hit this inhaler. No. Covering his mouth with his hands. For a good 5 minutes, we really got to do it, buddy. Just giving him, and then I realized we're just going to have to get this done. It's just such a wild experience being a parent. I'm like, I being a good dad, right? This is what he needs. But you use one of my hands to pin down his two arms. He's and then slam the other one against his mouth. And so the rule is you spray that through the tube and there's a little flap that shows you the inhale, exhale. He needs to do about 8 times. You see. So in the day he's like, you're like 4 or 5. So now I'm just counting out his exhales that are like this. One. And
we're going to get 8.
8. Good job, buddy. He just lay back down and went back to sleep. But I'm just like, this is insane. If you walked in on me, you had no info, you just beat my head with a bat. You're like, so what are you doing to that boy?
I feel like
I'm loving him.
That's my least favorite thing to do right now is when he doesn't want to do something, I say, we can do it the easy way. You can just do it or I hold you down. I feel like I say that more than I should.
You can do this. Yeah, that's great. I come up from work. Our daddy's done working. What are we doing up here? You can do the little more Clint Eastwood up there. You remember that old boy? We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
That's what I say.
She's up there in her pajamas.
Once a day.
How about the hard way? I'm like, what's going on up here? That's what you got to do. And I had a bad dad morning recently where, you know, we talk about this, how I'm dad, you know, and I get frustrated because I'm like, they love you so much more than me. And sometimes I'm like, why? But if I think about it at all, I'm like, do that again. And I'm going to put you in your room. And you, like the medicine, you would have spent probably 15 minutes and probably successfully worn him down a little bit to do that more pleasant. I go, all right, I've tried for 4 minutes to be nice. He's like, yeah, no wonder she runs to mommy when he gets hurt.
He was also inside me one time.
Mm-hmm. But that's what sometimes I don't know. Some of these dads lying to me. I try to relate to dads. I go,
yeah,
it's brutal, man. You freaking love these kids, and all they want is mommy. And they're like, no, dude, my kid's obsessed. They love me way more than mommy.
I'm the favorite.
Yeah, what is this?
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's the nice people.
It's
every couple, only every successful marriage and parents, there's the mean one and the nice one. You gotta have both.
I wouldn't say mean and nice.
You gotta have
both. I would just say it's
and like, Derek, I only know Becca so well, but clearly she's a monster.
Because
Derek's nice, and that's the only way it works. I'm joking. It's
like one parent is always gonna be like a little bit more, like a little softer, but not, I don't know.
Patient.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. But. And it is, I have to. I don't blame, like when I really step back away from my pride, I go, I would like you more. you go, oh, and you hug them and all their cries, you go, let's just calm down. I go, stop crying. I would want to hang out with you more.
But they need you to lay down the law sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Man, that was just so.
And they do go to you. I do really feel like when, like Eve is in her little like scare me, like she'll definitely run to you over
that's
me.
Cool. I'm just really grateful that my, because Tom, I've talked about this, he liked like other, it was like you and then multiple other people than me. I think that's changed now, but I was really like, what is going on? I'm definitely Eva's second favorite person on the planet
for sure.
I like that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
I go, okay. Hopefully that stays. See, freak, I'm getting sick of these grandmas my son likes more than me. I'm around way more than them.
Yeah.
But they're sweet ladies.
They are. I mean, talk about getting away with stuff. They're for sure letting him get away with way more than we are.
Oh, yeah. That's what we start to experience, too. He's old enough where we get home and he spent a couple days with grandma and grandpa. And he's like, wait, I don't get whatever I.
Yeah.
What is this?
Like, I'm not getting back. Constant attention all day. That's really what it is. It's the constant attention. Because I don't. When I'm with him, I'm not providing a lot of entertainment or activities. I'm just there doing what I need to do. I mean, they're kind of, they got to be a little more self-sufficient.
I've caught myself though. I'm really pushing myself. It was so much easier for me to just like throw my son in a timeout or like do. Eva is now my daughter. She straight up, I'll go, Eva, stop. We're going inside. Come on. It's time for dinner. She'll, no. I go, Eva, right now. No, daddy. And I find myself being like, Eva, come on.
Yeah.
Whereas Thomas would have been like, say that to me again. But I go, no, I can't. No, I can't. I'll turn this girl to a monster. So I go, no, Eva, time out. That was my first
attempt.
She's
going to work.
I go, Eva, last try. Because she just looked me dead in the eyes. No, daddy. I go, you do not tell me no again. We have to go inside for dinner. Go, okay, time out. I picked her up thinking maybe some tears. She's no reaction. I set her down, shut the door. I'm like, I'm being such a good dad right now. I got to do this. She does nothing. I go, Eva, you're in timeout. She went, okay. I open the door. I go, that was you in timeout. She's like, uh-huh. I was like, dang it.
She's going to work you over for sure. Oh,
dang it, dude. She really is. It's just natural. You can't help yourself. It's so different. And Katie does it all the time. She treats her son so much different than her daughter.
No, I don't.
Not so much different, but a little different.
No, I don't.
Yes. You are way. Do you feel this way with your wife, Derek?
With my kids? Yeah.
Like, do you feel like your wife treats the son and daughters?
Yeah.
I think that she is way harder than her daughter.
I think
she gives a lot more leeway to sweet boy.
I think that I just learned from my mistakes. Like, I learned that I was too soft with Thomas on a lot of things. So I'm trying to like, and he kind of got a little wimpy there for a second. And so I'm trying to not do that to Eva.
Okay, let's get some correct opinions. Shift gears. That's enough.
We didn't really talk about the game.
Okay, what's your correct opinion?
My correct
maybe
opinion
I was way ahead of you because I see what your correct opinion is.
Is that
that's one thing about me. I'm always two steps ahead.
Wow. My correct opinion is that other countries, they just look like they just have way more passion and fun, to be honest. Not super patriotic of me this week, but
happy fourth.
I just felt like it was like I saw men. We went to the game last night, Argentina versus
Algeria. You were really focused on the men?
There were men that were like crying in the stands because they were so like passionate about this game and the team. They never stopped singing the entire game, just chant after chant, just happy. And that's what it is. It's like it feels just like a happier, like I feel like sometimes when I think about like American football and like men getting really into it, it's like really like aggressive and like, you know, like slamming beers again, like really kind of like aggressive. And it just felt like everyone last night was just, they were all like putting their arms around each other, singing. And I was like, wow, this, even their national anthem, they were
Argentina
like,
anthem.
They were like dancing to it.
They were like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
It was just I go, did they get the wrong cue?
I was
but
like,
their anthem was sick.
It was way more.
It was 40 seconds. They just kind of chanted.
They all jumped and chanted. I was like, this is very different than ours.
I was really thinking about that. Like, you see the soccer fans, and they have this reputation for really being loud and excited. And they were. And for a second there, I thought, because we're in where the Chiefs play, the stadium. And I go, is it going to be louder here than a Chiefs game? And I don't think it was.
No.
It wasn't.
No.
And I think it's maybe the big moments score a goal, or But I think it's when I really thought of me and my buddies or getting excited for sports, I think we're all the same.
You think?
I don't think, yeah, I think sometimes we like to look at these other countries like there's no passion like these soccer fans, but no, we got it. Think of me and my buddies, we've lost our mind.
You're right. I guess passion is
especially
the wrong
college
word.
Games.
Especially college. Yeah. But the difference, I don't know, because the guys we're around, these are 40-year-old men.
Yeah.
I don't know how much we're doing that anymore. I mean, when I was in my 20s, we were going berserk, but.
Right.
The Scots at the Red Sox game was awesome. Like, they were singing the whole time.
Yeah.
They definitely brought the level up on baseball. But baseball's been slacking a little bit anyways for the whole fan support.
But there's something to be said for like a country where, you know, soccer's the whole thing. This World Cup's everything to them. They don't.
Yeah.
They have their soccer leagues within the country, I guess they probably get really excited for. But this is different. And I looked this up. Argentina. It's fascinating to just, you never think about all these countries. You know, Argentina, I thought was this huge country. It's really, like, they played Algeria. Algeria has more people than Argentina.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Brazil has, like, 250, 300 million people. Argentina's like, 50 million. So it's kind of just crazy how some of these countries, some of the big, big countries never turn out a soccer team.
Yeah.
You got these powerhouses. But the energy was electric, and they were having a blast. I don't know, because you just only think about the people you know, but think about all those blue-collar dudes who, like, love the NFL.
Right. I guess I'm just saying it's, like, it's a different kind of energy. It's a little happier.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a little, like I'm saying, it's, like, chants and songs versus just, like...
Kill them.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's just, like, a different energy, but...
Soccer. Yeah, soccer, they're running around. They got their... my shins, put a little guard on that. Football, man. That's American football. And I, you know what,
They have pads over their whole body.
This is getting me fired up. Here's a bonus correct opinion, because this even wasn't mine. It's called soccer. And it's fine we call it that. That's not disrespectful. We speak a different language. I've noticed some white people walk around like, how are you enjoying the football? And I go, you're calling soccer football? Stop. Stop that.
I do.
It's like we don't. It's like you went around. Yeah, we're playing Brazil. We don't call it that. That's not disrespectful. We have different languages. We have different.
It's just like, should we have named American football something different? Probably.
Because you brought this up to me. You go, because ours doesn't even have kicking. Well, I go, that's annoying to me. Because we call it football for a reason. The original game of American football was a lot of kicking. So the only way you could score was kicking it. And you couldn't even throw it the first version. You just ran around, tackled each other with no helmets. People died every game, and that's America.
I'm
not kidding. Multiple people died every year that we played football. They're just like, yeah. How? No other country on the planet could ever do this, except ancient Rome, maybe. Let's invent a sport. They go, hey, another guy died last weekend. They go, that's just part of this game.
Iowa State's football stadium is named after a dead football player.
Yeah. Crazy. That was acceptable. No one was like, let's stop this immediately.
Yeah.
Like, what are you? Come on. Don't be a wuss. Go play soccer.
Don't be a communist.
I mean,
this is a sick sport where people die, and now no one's died in quite some time.
People are still getting some pretty severe injuries.
Yeah.
And like messed up for life, but
they're improving the game.
But yes, it was very fun. What was your correct opinion? Did I have to do
right now? We'll be getting to it. But yes, I've really enjoyed the World Cup. It's been a blast to follow. Hope it's still going well for the U.S. And you break it down. It's like you're only guaranteed 3 games. And if you advance, 4, maybe 5. So hope we can enjoy the U.S. a little longer if we still are. But at the same time, I'm worried. What if the U.S. makes this miraculous run?
What are you worried about?
I won't be a part of it. I'll be at home with a newborn. Huge, crazy watch party. I can't be a part of it. Of course I can't, and I'm honored. Mm-hmm. But I'm worried. So there's a part of me that's rooting against. just for me, my selfish.
It's a weird something going on in your head there.
Okay.
Yep.
My correct opinion is oatmeal's a baby food. And I got to put my foot down. Every morning, our kids really like oatmeal. And then it's like, let's make one bowl for each of you and then mommy too. And I kind of spoke up. I go, what are we doing?
I don't.
And you really fought me on this.
Yeah, I don't.
Oatmeal's for babies.
No, it's not. Plenty of grown adults eat oatmeal.
Who?
All my friends.
All your friends? You guys have little oatmeal parties?
There is an entire...
Is that what you do on girls' night? Let's try steel cut tonight.
No.
Who's ready for steel cut?
There is an entire market of overnight oats that is blowing
different.
Up.
Different.
It is exactly the same. It's just cold, which I think is really gross.
Interesting. So you like yours all mushy and warm? Like a baby?
It's all mushy. All oatmeal is mushy. But yes,
no,
I prefer mine
the
warm.
Cold one's way less mushy.
It's not.
And overnight oats, that's hardly oatmeal.
It is literally
it's like
oatmeal
it has granola
cold.
In it. It's got all sorts of stuff in it.
Like all
you
the stuff
are
I
eating.
Put in my oatmeal
what
in the
you put
morning.
In your oatmeal? No, and be honest to the recties. What do you put in your oatmeal?
I put chia seeds, which is an overnight oats. Overnight oats can be anything you want. Also, you clearly don't eat it, so you don't know. But
I'm sorry. I am being
I put
yeah,
chia
I'm kinda,
seeds.
I'm being very insensitive to the oatmeal community. I want to apologize.
I put almond butter.
Chia seeds, net zero. Okay, almond butter.
I'll put like
is a food
blueberries or bananas,
oatmeal, water, almond butter. What's it? Be honest.
Milk.
A little milk.
Bananas and blueberries.
That's the bland. No sweetener. No flavor.
I do sometimes do a little maple syrup.
That's a baby dish.
No, it's not.
It really is.
Healthy.
Because I think most people have oatmeal. What do? They put like cinnamon sugar, oats.
My bad for being healthy. I'm getting my good carbs.
All that,
I'm getting
all that
my
beyond.
Fats,
I think
a little protein,
I really
fruits.
Can't. I really can't wrap my head around oatmeal. It's just eating a pile of mush. You're either a baby or it's like you're in the Great Depression. Another bowl of porridge. Is it porridge? Is that what that is?
Porridge is a little different, but I don't know how it's different, but it is a little different.
Huh. You're the queen of oatmeal. I figured you'd know.
Well, I've never made porridge.
Dude, Katie, speaking of food, Katie drove me through Taco Bell at midnight last night.
Yeah, I won't do that again.
I won't either. I think I need to be as far removed from as possible if I'm going to get it. I need it Grubhubbed to me. Just it needs to arrive at my house. Going through the place and you talk to some, I don't know if these people that worked midnight at Taco Bell are real people. Are they AI already? They're always really strange people. You know,
the
I try to be
guy
nice to them.
The guy was very sweet.
He was very nice.
He was very sweet.
You're just like, are you good in there? What are you, Derek? You got cool people at your T-Bell?
Oh yeah, great time.
Anytime you're a big fan of the in-person experience.
Yeah. Mm. They're all high, but you know, they bring in the experience to another level. I've been behind some people that were definitely doing like DoorDash, and it's crazy that we don't like we have health protection on restaurants, but not when they get it to the car and bring it to your house. There's no health inspection at all, and there's some gross stuff going on.
You know what? It is fascinating what we as a population like are
it's
comfortable
okay
with.
Yeah,
you go. I scratch my head about Uber constantly where I get in a car and I go, this person looks like they might drive me off a bridge. I mean, their car is disheveled. It's disgusting. I don't know what this person does when they're not doing this. Someone rolled up with our lunch today. We Grubhubbed lunch because we were in a rush. Mm-hmm. I watched the person drop it off and you go, you don't want to judge people, but you're like, I'm just trusting this person took it from the restaurant to my house and did nothing weird.
And now I don't feel good.
You've had it sometimes dropped off and it reeks of cigarette smoke.
Uh-huh. That's when
and
I'm
you
like,
just you just have to go, well, I'm just going to act like that's not happening.
I really, really like, I feel like restaurants that are on top of it now have those like bags that like seal.
Yeah, they're like seal. Like we
like you can't
promise.
Get into it. Yeah. Which I really do like those.
That's a good point there. You know you're getting it right from the source. You can trust those people at T-Bell. We tried Sonic first. These are limited options late on a Tuesday or whatever. Mm-hmm. Katie wanted ice cream. And that's these people wonder how Chick-fil-A, how do they do it? It's like, I don't know how some of these other people stay in business. They're like, hey, this is Sonic. They go, hey, we're not taking orders because Katie goes, oh. She goes, no orders for 30 minutes because of an order malfunction.
That was the description. There's been, because of order malfunctions.
Okay.
We just drove.
All the option was T-Bell. I go, darn. But I had stale taco shells.
That's gross.
You ever had that?
That'll really make you look in the mirror.
When you're getting that trash food at that hour and it's also like not okay, you're like,
I hope it did.
Chipotle lunch grossed me out.
I'm taking a break from Chipotle.
Can I say hot take that's really getting worse? I feel like every time I'm scared to get the meat. Every time I get the meat, I'm getting more and more non-edible pieces of meat. Is anyone else about this? Their Chick-fil-A? I had a piece of beef.
You mean Chipotle. You said Chipotle.
Sorry, Chipotle. The whole time I said Chick-fil-A?
No, you said Chipotle.
I had a piece of beef. I got steak and I had a full, I think it was a bone or something. I go, I can't even chew into this.
I've never been a big fan of Chipotle. I've just never.
They were kings for so long. Like
they were.
You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become a villain. And I think that's Chipotle a little bit. They've gone downhill.
It's hard to sustain, man. That's why you got to shout out Chick-fil-A, like it or not. It just feels like it's just been consistent.
They have higher standards, I think.
I don't know. It's just been consistent. You know you're going to get the same tasting kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Good, awkward service from...
Homeschoolers.
Mm-hmm. Genuinely.
Yep.
They messed up my order last time we went, and I could tell they were shocked, and they gave me a free cookie. You don't get that anywhere else.
Yeah.
Okay, send us all your correct opinions. We want to hear from you guys. We got some submissions. We love the fan submissions. TreyKennedy.com/correct opinions. All right, let's hear from some recties here. This person wrote in. My correct opinion is that if someone is doing a meal train. Oh, if you don't know what a meal train is, it's when you have a big life event. All the white people say, we'll bring you mediocre food.
Mm-hmm.
To support you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very nice. So classic, we're about to have our meal train get going. Mm-hmm. Someone's setting that up?
Yep.
Okay.
There.
Do you have any rules? What parameters have we set?
We shorten the duration.
A little tip for anyone doing a meal train. You think you're like, oh wow, meals for 6 weeks, that'll be nice. No, it won't. Trim that down. You don't want to be 9 weeks into a baby, like, we got another guest bringing us another meal we kind of don't want. We're good now.
I do feel like, yeah, it just, I guess, depends on your situation. But it's like, now we have two toddlers that, you know, are not going to eat anything that people, like, they have.
Oh, and then you have toddlers. Now it's another ballgame. What even helped me do here?
I'm going to make them dinner out anyways, probably. So, I mean, it's very, very kind. And it is helpful. I feel like those first few weeks, it is really helpful.
It is.
You just don't have to think about it.
Dude, it's so brutal. The only meat our son will eat is salmon. It's the one meat our daughter won't eat.
I mean, literally.
It's like a prank. There's like two foods on the planet that both eat. So going out to eat, you're just like, we don't know where we can go.
How did that happen that salmon is the only thing he will eat?
She'll put it in her mouth, spit it.
Spits
it out. She eats almost anything.
She was eating spicy garlic cashew pieces. They were very small pieces, everyone. I don't give her full nuts, but she was just, I mean, they were pretty spicy and she was eating those. I was like, all right.
Well, I think we get a little, especially in the white community, we get too worked up about the spice. You're not going to like that. It's spicy. Kids can like spicy stuff.
I know. I gave them to her one time and she spit them out. And then the next day she was like, yep, I want those.
This listener writes in, my correct opinion is that if someone's doing a meal train, asking for porch drop off is rude. Oh, this is a good tip. We're going to get into this. I have done a number of meal trains with my church small group for families with new babies. People ask for porch drop-off. They don't wave. They don't come to the door or even peek out the window. I also recently had a newborn. Okay. That's nice. Okay. I had a newborn myself, and I met people at the door and said thank you. Some people even carried in the food to my kitchen and saw the baby for a minute. I'm not asking to be hosted or touch these babies, but at least a hello and a thank you would be nice. I'm older Gen Z and people my age love to complain about no village, but they aren't welcoming their village. Ooh.
Coming in hot.
You know what? Katie, you... You go first. I'll cut you off. I'm joking. I haven't cut you off hard at all this episode, I don't think.
Nope. Wow. I think opening the door is a... I mean, I understand as the mom, like there were times where I was like, I really don't want to see anyone. Like I'm trying to breastfeed or like.
Just be blunt. Is no is a porch drop off request no contact? Is it rude?
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I don't know.
It's, I agree 100%. Yeah. And I used to try not to judge, and you do. You're like, they're going through it. I don't know if we've experienced that, which maybe speaks to how people enjoy our company. Wow, people like us. Have we ever been told, like, drop that food off and don't even look at me?
I don't remember, to be honest. But well,
maybe someone. But I do. I think. I don't know. It's like, what's going on in there that you can't politely say, we're going through it. We genuinely.
At least the dad, right? Like, at least the dad.
Yeah,
at least
he's not doing anything in there.
I'm just saying, it's like not like you're trying to breast. Like, yeah, you can at least walk to the door and just like get the food and say, thank you so much for bringing this.
Yeah, because it is really a new norm where people, like, we want to be respectful. They'll just drop it on the porch and we're not even going to ever. It's like, you know, you're in there. It's like one representative can be like, thank you.
Yeah.
For 5 seconds. I think that's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And some people I've heard, you know, they'll be a couple months in. They go, no, we're still good on the like hanging out. But it's all about just communication. We sat there when we did a meal train recently, good friends of ours.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, yes, please eat with us. Okay, you guys, I'm having a good time. You guys kick us out. We're going to friends. You can say that.
Mm-hmm.
And Kate's like, we should go. And I go, should we go? And the husband, my buddy, was like, no, you don't have to leave. But you were kind of like, I really feel like the wife wants us to leave. And I go, do you want us to leave? And she's too nice, which I knew. And so she would never kick us out. So I got what I wanted. I got to stay and watch the end of the game.
And I knew that we overstayed our welcome.
And that's friends. And that's real friends. I'm being facetious. But it was like 5 minutes left in the game. Everyone won. Everyone was fine with that.
I'm not sure everyone was, but
it's tough. It's tough for people to kick people out of their house. But you need to, if you're going to be good friends with someone, you need to get.
That's why
it's like it's, great. It's you do. It's funny when you go, all right, everyone's leaving now. No one's bummed about that.
Right, but some people just aren't. Not everyone is as blunt as you. And so sometimes you have to be aware of what people are doing and going through and say, it's time for me to leave. Mm. Yeah.
You're not blunt?
I am, but not as much as you. To other people.
Oh. You're the most blunt person I know.
To you.
This is what's, yeah. No one would ever believe but it. Not, I always think about this. If I have a weird fear, you know, if you get framed for a crime or something.
That I'm going to get framed for a crime?
No, me. But oh. I just do think if it's some alternate reality where like something weird happens, they're like, where they're questioning you and I. Police have me in a room. They go, sir, we've talked to a lot of people. You have fans out there. It's of their belief. You have a short fuse. You're kind of like, well, yeah, I am, but you guys don't believe what she's capable of behind closed doors. And everyone's like, oh, Katie, the nicest woman on the planet. No one's ever seen it but me. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, you're welcome. You should feel really loved.
That's why people all the time are like, you know, you can stand up to him. I'm like, oh, trust me.
That's not an
that's
issue.
I don't know what weird vibe you're getting. That's not. That's what people, wow, on this podcast, he's like really touched her. Like, I go, do you know how quickly she, I'm not, she is the boss.
She is the
boss. You really do run things around here.
Yep.
Oh, I'm golfing this weekend.
That's like
the
your
Father's Day Classic. Nine holes,
mm-hmm.
Which is all I want to do. And I still truly probably seven because we're doing the classic. This is the best part of summer. Again, you're always playing with that bedtime. So it's like the latest tea time possible. So I only miss like the last hour of my kid's day was play till dark. It's the best.
And this is the first time you've golfed in a year.
Granted that for Father's Day. Thank you. It's the first time I've golfed
in a year since we were. Years. No, you golfed last year in Oklahoma with Grant and your dad.
Oh.
Right?
Was that a year? I swear that's 2 years ago.
That was last year.
What was it? What were we doing? What was that occasion?
That was our like family vacation.
Family
like
4th of July hang.
Yeah.
We did. We played 9 holes of a really simple horse. Mm-hmm. Okay, wow. That's dad life for you. I golf 9 holes a year. That's fun.
Is it fun? Is it fun to do that? Or you get out there and you're kind of like, I'm rusty.
Well, I'll let you know. But I'm of the opinion, it's actually like you do it so rarely, you're kind of like, oh, it doesn't go as bad as I thought.
Okay. We'll see.
We met in part of the World Cup game, where Meta hosted us in a suite, which by the way, Meta AI and their glasses and stuff, This is what, so I was just like, thanks for having us, Meta AI. I had numerous DMs. AI unfollowed.
Oh, wow.
I know. I know. I was like, wow, I kind of,
I didn't know.
I underestimated that. Like a lot of people are Meta AI unfollowed. Like, they invited me to a suite. I didn't build the plant.
Yeah.
They said this on Instagram that Meta owns. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Unfollowed. I hate to break it to you. Seems like you're pretty active on one of their apps. Yeah.
That's funny.
I know. I was kind of like, oh, it's getting weird. What if they want to give me a big brand deal? I love AI.
I delicate kind balance. Of think, okay, so those glasses they gave us, I was trying to think, so they can, I'm going to start just wearing them around the house, because I do think there are so many things that go through my head in a day that I don't have, like, I'm like, I need to remember that, or I need to write that down, or like, I need to do that, but I'm like too occupied to like write that down, and then I forget. So I think I'm just going to start wearing them around, and I'm just going to be talking to myself all day. Katie, don't forget to buy cucumbers at the grocery store.
It does feel like a nice hat. Like, just stuff, yeah. It's just a video of you talking to a mirror, like, remind Trey, didn't appreciate. Yeah. Pops in your head. Trey kicked me in my sleep, said stop snoring. Bring that up.
Send text.
That's funny hearing a couple of dads, like, the bonus of, it's like, it's nice because I'll wear the glasses and I got the game in my ear.
Yeah.
Because it's like they're, but my kids don't realize, you know, because it's not, which is actually a funny hack. It's also like, for like getting cute, because our kids now are very aware, like, I'm just trying to create memories, so I really don't do it much, but like, let me try to video this. And certainly Thomas is old enough to like, all right, he's videoing me now.
Yeah.
But then you can get those really beautiful moments where they're being so cute or so funny, you could just.
Yeah, it's a good point.
That's the use case. Tricking your kids, manipulating them, spying on them. Meta AI. Glasses. They are sick, though. You do. You're kind of like, I don't know. And then you put them on and the camera's crazy.
The camera's pretty good.
The video looks really good. Mm-hmm. Did you see the new Snap ones? Pull these up. Snap wearable. So the Meta AI glasses, I can wrap my head around. You're like, we just named some useful, practical ways to wear them. But these Snapchat guys putting out, again, kind of like, remember those Apple, like, huge thing? I mean, that disappeared quickly, where they're like, you're going to wear this big mask on your head, and you're like, it'll be like computer on your face. It's the future. So Snapchat's basically releasing, these are like $2,500. And it's some kind of like wearable computer on your face. You know, there was very, very.
They look ridiculous.
Or Meta wasted over $80 billion on the metaverse. Again, just like, you're going to wear this thing on your head and like hang out in VR. Yeah. I don't know what like research and data are they getting that we're not, that they're like, no, all these people, they think this is going to work.
Yeah.
It's like people are like, man, I got to get off my phone. Let me buy a $3,000 one to wear on my face. I don't think anyone wants this.
They look
ridiculous. Look at them.
I was going to say they...
They're huge. They look ridiculous.
Oh, my God.
No, go back to the Snapchat guy. Yeah, click on... That's the CEO. Look. He did an interview. He's like, yeah, man, they're really great and wearable. His ear... His ear's like being crushed under the weight of them.
They just look so not normal.
It looks ridiculous. I tell you what I am excited to spend some money on is the rumors that the iPhone's coming out with the foldable one finally. Mm-hmm. Is no one else excited about this as me?
Why are you finally, so excited about it? Just curious.
Just an innovative. I mean, again, this thing, it's one of my hottest takes is I go, all right, just got a text, your Facebook code to log in. I got to figure out the spam. It's one of my hottest takes is I'd spend as much as a car on this thing. I mean, I've no choice.
Yes, but like, why is the folding? What
cool,
are those,
different, fun, cool?
What are the uses?
Fun, cool. It's the first innovation of the iPhone, and I don't know how long.
That's the only reason.
Yeah, it's just bigger.
So I just feel like other
screen maxing.
I feel like other like brands have had foldable phones and no one uses them.
Are you kidding? Galaxy Fold is sick. People have those.
They do?
Them. Yeah.
Who?
They're very expensive. They're not super common. I've seen guys on planes whip that thing out. It's cool.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah, I'm excited. You're not gonna rain on my parade.
I mean, that's fine.
I want to talk more about the meal trains. All right. So is it? Here's another hot tip on meal trains. If you just order me takeout, that's also rude. Isn't the point of a meal train to like a really nice, comforting, delicious meal after the day you've been through? We're going to deliver it to you and make it really easy on you and enjoyable. Unless you're someone, I guess, who's maybe like money's tight and someone's just being generous financially. Say, but it's like,
yeah, there's it's other like, well, reasons.
We can order pizza. I don't know how you're really helping me besides saving me $25. But yeah. Then I'm going to meal train for you and spend $25. So like that's not why. The added value is we take that off your plate, hand deliver you a really nice meal.
Right. I mean, I guess there are situations where, which in that case, you should maybe just reschedule. But I guess there's situations where I'm like, I signed up for this meal train. Now my children are all sick. Like, whatever, I'm just going to send them a meal. But you should just reschedule.
Have we been guilty of that? Have we done takeout?
You told me to do takeout for our most recent one because you were out of town and I didn't. And I made a meal that was...
Good for you. You're a strong woman. Well, I was like out of town and you're 8 months pregnant. Well, maybe that was why I said it. I go, she's like, ooh, I forgot I signed up with the day you're out of town because I do a lot of the hooking. And I go, yeah, maybe. Oh, takeout.
And then oh, I made wait, a...
You're like, I dropped off raw carrots.
No.
And oatmeal.
I made pesto chicken with vegetables and rice, but I mean it was probably just like a fine meal. It wasn't anything crazy. But yeah. I know you're putting a lot of pressure on the people bringing us meals, huh?
Mm-hmm, yeah, wow. Hey guys, I was sitting in my hospital last week in Noonan, Georgia.
Oh, hi, hometown.
Waiting for our third child to be born, and I started thinking about all the very specific and particular birthing plans that some women do and was curious your thoughts on those. Some women want a specific song to play while they push, or a specific scented candle, or to push from a particular position. Just curious to hear y'all's thoughts. Oh, Katie was big into the position. Again, I knew nothing. I was like, yeah, you just lay down, and she's like, no, I've read, Trey, I need to be in a like a reverse kneeling.
I am... particular on that because
she hit me with like a sidewinder,
which
then
is
she went like a sidewinder.
That is one of the bro, best.
I didn't know
positions.
She was like, dude, it was like SSX tricky. It was like X Games mode.
That is one of the best positions, and I birthed a 9.5-pound baby, and I didn't even tear that bad. So that I do think it helps, but
we're not music people. We never did that. Some people are like, yeah, let's come on, good vibes.
Yeah, some people like have a playlist.
Call me, baby. Hey, I just.
Some people have a playlist, but I'm like, that's just
crazy.
In my labor.
My number.
Are you going to stop or can I talk?
I'm 10 centimeters.
Or some people. I mean, I'm just not a vibes person in general. That just doesn't. But some people are like, I kind of think that if you were the one giving birth, you would want like music and like, you know, some people bring pictures of their other kids.
Do we have the World Cup games on?
No.
You love soccer. What do you mean? You're
not
a soccer
while
girl.
I'm pushing.
Why?
Maybe while I'm like,
how cool if
contracting.
It, what
but
if
no?
They, what if it popped out when someone scored?
If you I'll take your you eyes away from my baby being born.
Oh, he's offsides. Oh.
Yeah, no. I guess my experience with the two other babies, it's like when I'm like in really active labor, I am like zoned in with incredibly horrible pain. I wouldn't be paying attention to anything else. I don't.
Hearing a Hispanic guy yell goal as the baby's coming out, that's pretty cool.
Oh! Yeah, that would be sick.
Yeah.
La, 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 la.
We did get told.
The first thing our child hears when it comes.
We did get told that we need to name our child something Argentinian last night. So that's...
Oh, yeah. So many people were like, the baby's name is Messi.
Yeah.
Lionel.
Lionel. But yeah, some people are really particular about all of... I think I'm just not that particular of a person is what it boils down to. And I think I'm just kind of like, yeah, I have some things that I like position or what I, you know, what I hope to like, you know, have or not have. But also I'm just like realistic enough to be like, sometimes you just don't know what's going to happen. You just got to be able to roll with the punches.
Someone else wrote in, I'm a day one listener and I feel like I know more about y'all than some of my friends, LOL. The pod and Patreon are always my favorite thing about Wednesdays. Never stop recording. Thank you so much for listening. Patreon, bonus episode every week. Patreon.com/DrakeUnity. Also nice. Uploaded my full set from my latest stand-up show. So that's why you don't just get the pod. You get fun little surprises like that. So Patreon.com/DrakeUnity. I wanted to share a funny parenting hack that we used on my son when he was Thomas's age. Our son has always been highly competitive, even when he was a baby. He's a competitive baby, I can tell.
Baby.
4 months old. He nursed. You tell he was doing a race.
Yeah.
He would try to do the left one faster than the right.
I don't know.
After months of being late to work, my husband and I invented an imaginary nemesis for him to compete against. Mm. It's kind of like an imaginary friend, except it's a competitor. Oh. The imaginary nemesis was named Derek.
Oh, that's funny.
She said, nothing to do with podcast, Derek. Ha ha. If we were struggling to get my son dressed and out the door, I would tell him, we can't let Derek beat you to school.
That's brilliant.
You've got to get there first. Then the whole tribe to daycare, he'd be glaring out the window to make sure Derek wasn't ahead of us. Where's Derek? I'd speed past a random car and tell him we won. If we need him to eat vegetables, we'd say, I heard that Derek ate all his broccoli.
Wow, I wish that worked for our child.
I'm worried he's going to run faster than you now if you don't eat yours. This would be followed by him shoving broccoli down and then showing us how fast he could run. We use this trick in a lot of ways, and the whole time I just hoped he would not meet an actual kid named Derek. I'm not sure if this would work on Thomas. It sounds like he's a very inquisitive kid who would have too many questions. Arles is 8 now. My husband and I still laugh about Derek sometimes. We hope to get a show this year, Trey, whenever you start to spiral. Remember... You are the highlight of Wednesday for thousands of people. Keep it up. Very sweet of you.
That's very nice. That's great. I love creative parenting hacks like that.
Thomas sounds like a more inquisitive. Our kid was dumb, so we knew he could pull it off.
I don't think that's what they were saying.
Oh, come on. No, Thomas, he's like, where's the baby come out?
Oh, my gosh.
Just got God put it in there. How? God put it in the, just in there. But where does it get out?
Last week he asked if he could be there so that he could see and understand how the baby gets out.
Oh my god.
He's like y'all gonna freaking break this down for me.
When I just kept saying, like, the doctor's gonna help me, and he goes, okay, what are options? He goes, so is the doctor gonna dig it out? Was one of his options. Like with a shovel.
He won't let it go.
Yeah.
He's going to be home. He's like, how did this get out of there?
He's going to see how big it is. And he's going to be like, what in the world?
Yeah. He's looking at your belly. Where's the digging marks? Yeah.
There's marks.
All your stretch marks.
There's
see
marks.
How he dug
yeah.
it out? He goes, oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. It's a ton of dig marks.
Yeah, there's on this one for sure.
Stretch marks. They're beautiful. That's funny when I walk in the bathroom and she's shirtless, rubbing her stretch mark oil. She just looks like she's just lubing up a watermelon. I go, what is that? She's like, no stretch marks. I go, okay.
Well, they're still there for sure, but.
Of course they are. They're really not bad. They'll go away, right? How do those work?
Some of them never will go away.
Good. They're beautiful.
Thanks.
I love all the lines on your body.
Okay. I'm good.
That's a hilarious story and very good advice. We'll have to try this. That's so funny. Be like, I heard Derek ate his broccoli and was like super fast. I'm faster than Derek. lays in bed every night.
I mean, that would be amazing,
Derek. That is. You had to pick a name you hope you hopefully won't come across. He finally meets a Derek. Teachers are like, he's got a problem with Derek. He's like, I'm watching you, Derek.
That was
faster than you, boy.
That was a pretty common name to pick. I feel like you maybe should have gone with.
That's brilliant, though. That is what parenting is. It's just manipulating, lying. Mm. I just now was putting Eva down for a nap, and she was struggling. So you're really, it's bedtime. We're reading her a book, and so many of the kids' books, they just go towards the end where they're like, you know, the bear stole my chair. Hey, bear, get out of my chair. Bear went to bed. Now we're all going to bed. Yeah, they're asleep. Every child's book
goes to bed.
It just feels like this manipulative, like, here's this book again where, oh, man, everyone's so tired all the time, right? It's like, I need one for you just to be like, yeah, people, yeah, they saw the cute clothes and they didn't buy it. I should write a book for wives. Come here, babe. Let's connect on this. And the couple went to dinner and they left on time. Does every other wife do makeup in the car?
I don't think so.
That's your thing?
I don't think it's as common. Yeah, I was talking to a few friends about this and they were like, oh, I just like their makeup, like storage. They're like, oh, I just have like mine in a drawer in my bathroom. Like, oh, mine's in a bag because I like do it in the car most of the time.
Yeah, that is a you thing.
But to me, it feels very efficient. What else am I going to do sitting in the car? Instead of...
Yeah, they're going to talk to me.
I can still talk and do my makeup. Or there are definitely times where I'm trying to get somewhere with the kids and I'm like, you know what? It's not like I'm putting on a ton of makeup. If I could have 3 minutes sitting in the car where they're strapped into their car seat and I can just put on a little bit of makeup, feels way easier than them trashing my bathroom while I'm trying to put makeup on.
Fair, fair.
So.
Let's see. We have some more submissions. How long have we been going?
Like 57.
Oh, wow. Okay. We'll save submissions for the Patreon. Patreon.com/StrayKidAndE. I do want to get to play this first clip I added. Did you add a clip, Katie?
I did not.
You didn't? What did I put in here? This this first one I want to watch. Wait, no. There's another one in here. Wait, which one? Yeah, the first one. Play that, and we'll do a quick I'm the worst segment. Katie, you've got a little admission of guilt.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
It's like running around the neighborhood and your parents wouldn't know where you are.
Yep, just had to be back by dinner time.
Which was around what time?
Around sunset-ish time.
Sunset-ish time? What's that?
I don't know, like between 5 and 9.
5 and 9?
It really wasn't that big of a deal.
Okay, well, did you have a phone?
No, they weren't invented yet.
So on top of your parents letting you run around without knowing where you are, they also had no way to communicate with you to find out.
Yeah, that's pretty much the gist of it.
How did you not get abducted?
I don't know, maybe that stuff wasn't as prevalent when I was a kid. It's also entirely possible that my generation has more common sense. You know, we're smarter and tougher than your generation.
Nah, I don't believe that.
I think that is the case, and I can prove it to you. If you just follow me to my van, I'll show you.
Your van?
There's candy. Okay.
Great acting skills from that young lady.
I know, she did, yeah.
Adorable. We're going to do this with our kids. I think people are bringing this back. You go, hey, are you comfortable with 9-year-old? What age was I doing this? Yeah, I was doing this at 9. 9-year-old Thomas. He goes, all right, I'm going to go hang with my friend down the street. You go, okay, we should be back by dinner. And he runs off and he's gone for 3 hours. You have no idea where he is. Could you do that?
I would text the mom and be like, hey, Thomas is there playing, right?
Okay. But then they're like, she's like, no, they ran off and they're running around the neighborhood.
No.
You wouldn't be okay with that.
I can't tell you that yet.
That's normal.
I can't tell you that yet because I don't know 9-year-old Thomas. There are some kids that when I was 9, yes, I could have done that and been the safest, most trusted child.
Who couldn't? Your brothers? Name one. Which one could? Which one couldn't?
You know. Which is like every kid, some kids are just not aware enough. Yeah,
some kids are duds.
That's not what I'm saying. Oh. I just, or like they are really going to get into trouble, or it's just, I just think every kid is different and I don't know 9-year-old Thomas or 9-year-old Eva. So I don't know if I'm going to let them do that or not.
Well, they can't be that. I think most every 9-year-old is capable of that. Go play, come back. They're like a dog. You know when your dog got out? You're like, how will they ever? You're like, dogs, they can just find their way back.
I don't feel like ours would have, which I was always rooting for.
No, I think this is important. I think it's good. It's very important for a kid to know he's not being tracked. I think, sure, maybe they'll get into some mischief, but I think it's very important for them to know, like, hey, they're trusting me. Like, they don't have this, like, chip on me.
They wouldn't know the chip was there.
That's the point. They have to do a sneaky know. Chip. But no, they need to go out. You just don't know where they are. You trust them.
Yeah, I just, TBD on the climate of America and the trustworthiness of our children.
Climate of America.
Uh-huh, yep. I said that.
Well, now we know too, because there's this weird movement that's like, dude, these people just drive through the streets just picking up kids, which is just, now we know is not true.
I mean, yeah, but there's still other like dangerous things.
Like what? Name three.
Name three.
Name three dangers you're really, really worried about if our 9-year old ran around the neighborhood unchipped. Three dangers. See? Can't even think of one.
Doing something really dumb and getting a head injury.
A head injury is one. Okay, yep. Well, very specific.
Tracking would help that.
Yeah.
How would? Well, a head injury, and then they're just laying on the ground.
Because then I think you're tracking him. It's like, he hasn't moved in a while. Probably a traumatic brain injury.
And then
he's just sitting there reading a book in a tree.
I would just happen to drive by.
Oh no! Mm-hmm. Are you gonna be helicopter mom?
It depends on our child. Depends on the child.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I don't know.
One might get hardly any mom. One might get a helicopter.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't require like any parenting.
Because you're kind of a helicopter wife.
Well, once again. Oh,
no. Is that?
Yeah. I think it's more reflection on the other person.
Like your ex-husband, you won't do that?
It's more reflection on the other person. It's more reflection on you.
So funny, yeah. Well, she's a helicopter wife. No, you're really not. Do you track my location a lot? When I'm out with my buddies, are you like, where is he?
No. Sometimes I'll look and just be like, is he coming home soon or no?
That's sweet. That's romantic.
Yeah.
Okay, let's wrap up with the segment. I'm the worst. We've done this before. It's a fun one. You had something?
Yes.
Okay.
And
how are you the worst this week, Katie?
Well, it wasn't this week, but I feel like I just kind of admitted this to you this week, that at your comedy show, I like was definitely there in time in the parking lot to like see the opener. And I was like, I don't want to do that. And I just sat in the car for a little while to avoid.
You could have been hanging out with me.
And that's what I didn't know. I thought that you were going to be like prepping because I knew you still wanted to prep and stuff.
Why does that make you the worst?
I just feel like that's really rude. Like it's your show and you had an opener there to open. And I was just like, I do not want to sit through that.
Wow. And for context, you had no idea who the opener even was.
No idea.
This is no specific. It's not like how you didn't.
No idea.
You just didn't. You didn't want to roll the dice. You didn't know.
I really didn't want to roll the dice. What if
he was hilarious? Which he did a great job.
I'm sure. And that's what I heard. Met him, nice guy. I just decided I wanted to sit on my phone instead.
That's what's tough about going out sometimes. You go, you know what? I'd rather just sit in this quiet car than listen to a stranger tell me jokes.
Oh, it kind of was that. So, and then
you got to watch me.
Yeah.
Give people the honest review.
I did last week.
Oh, yeah, we did. I'm so tired.
You are?
Yeah, that's why I'm the worst little bonus edition. This is a little worse, but we just watched a lot of the World Cup. And I was like, oh, this is so much walking. But I couldn't tell you that. Because you were doing the walking too.
You thought, I mean, that wasn't that much walking. And you're 8 months pregnant. Yeah.
You know what? This is a safe space segment, is it not?
Oh.
I'm the worst. I gave you.
You're right.
All right. Well, okay. We got some more submissions to get to. A lot more to talk about. I have a new baby name for the boy that might be it.
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just discovered it this morning.
Okay.
Talk about that.
Can't wait to hear.
And all the other stuff we got going on. I had a couple other little secrets I can tell are super recty. So patreon.com is Trey Kennedy. Thanks for all the love every week. Listening, please share with someone. It means a lot. And someone you think would enjoy the show, becoming a recty. It means a lot. So Have a great week. Happy July. Have a great July 4th. Talk to you next week. Peace. Direct opinion.